culpados pela crise, responsáveis pela conta.
A chant of protest ahead of the 30th International Climate Summit in Belém, a city in Brazil's vast Amazon rainforest. COP30 is being hailed as the most significant COP meeting in 10 years, coming a decade on from the Paris Climate Agreement to limit global emissions. Oxfam Brazil Executive Director Viviana Santiago says expectations are high.
We're talking to the world that it's time to make some change. We have this idea that it seems that the world's leaderships are really taking a nap while the world is on fire. So it's time to change. Please wake up.
COP is an annual week-long meeting between nearly 200 countries that have signed the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. COP30 officially starts on Monday with a pre-meeting summit in swing from today. And while all parties and observers agree on an urgent need for action, there are doubts over how much will be achieved. Leaders of the world's three biggest carbon polluters, China, the United States and India, are not attending. US President Donald Trump making his views clear at a meeting of the UN General Assembly in September.
It's climate change, because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, there's climate change. It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
Then there's the location. A small section of the Amazon rainforest was cleared for a road, so Belém could host the conference at a time when Brazil continues to grant new licenses for oil and gas exploration. Ironically, it's also 10 years since the Mariana Dam collapse, Brazil's greatest environmental disaster, with indigenous leaders like Celia Jacriaba issuing a warning that speaks to the urgency of environmental protection.
Even as we understand the process of reparation, we recognise there is something you cannot bring back. You can't bring back the 19 lives or a clean, healthy river.
Forest protection will be a significant plank of COP this year, with the launch of a global fund to pay developing countries for every hectare of forest kept standing. Brazil has also laid out a plan with other leaders to scale climate finance for developing countries to $1.3 trillion. But the major focus is on emissions targets. Under the Paris Agreement, 195 countries have agreed to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and well below 2 degrees. But the United Nations Environment Programme has warned the world is already on the brink of reaching 1.5 and beyond. Greenpeace Australia COP31 leader Dr. Simon Bradshaw says that's a massive wake-up call.
Now, when you add up all these national climate plans, we're headed for under 3 degrees of warming. Now, that's still catastrophic, and so we need to bend that emissions curve down much further and faster.
This year, signatories to the Paris Agreement were supposed to submit updated targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in order to reach that goal. But only a third of parties have done so. Based on those submissions, the UN projects emissions will fall to 10% by 2035. But that's still far short of the 30% needed to reach net zero by 2050. That's led to tension about the desired outcomes of the summit, with some countries like host nation Brazil calling for a focus on delivering current pledges, and others, like the Pacific Island nation of Palau, pressing for more ambitious commitments, as Adele Thomas explains.
So every tenth of degree has ramifications on communities, on ecosystems around the world. It is particularly important for those vulnerable communities and ecosystems that are already being impacted and where every tenth of a degree counts. When we think about sort of the immediate short term, it matters. It matters in heat waves. It matters in ocean heat waves and you know, the destruction of coral reefs. It matters long term when we think about sea level rise.
A Australia has a target to reduce emissions by 62 to 70% by 2035, which is slightly lower than Europe's goal of 66 to 72.5%. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has drawn criticism for not attending at the summit this year, despite Australia bidding to co-host it along with Pacific Island nations next year. He's even written a letter to the president of Turkey, who has launched a competing bid, although there's no word if he's received a reply. Hosting rights for the 2026 event will be decided during this year's COP summit, and Dr. Simon Bradshaw says his absence sends an odd signal.
If ever there was a moment for Australia, for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to show up, now is it. Because we are an important player in the scheme of things. We're an influential middle power. We're a major energy producer. We really need to be there helping set an ambitious agenda for this COP.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.